seats. The performance is about to begin.
The Matinee with James Dean and Madame Aries.
103.6 FM, Tameside Radio.
Yes, it's the Matinee here on 103.6 FM, Tameside Radio, with myself, James Dean. Madame Aries has disappeared.
Madame Aries is a ghost. She's
where she's gone.
She's disappeared. Who upset her already?
You didn't play any clips of me saying anything, did you?
No, that's coming later, Nathan. We've got Nathan in the studio, we've got John in the studio, and of course...
of course I'm here.
Not in the corner. Now, we're going to pass over to our newest member of the Matinee team, Nathan Head.
Nathan
will know.
He's the horror expert.
Oh, it's the original, no one's ever seen it. Was it the 30s it was out? And I swear it was a silent horror film. It's basically Dracula, but they couldn't get the rights to the name Dracula, so they renamed him to Count Orlok. Made this
strange
excellent
creature
film.
With a bald head.
I was just saying to Nathan earlier on, every time I see chocolate eclairs in a cake shop, it always reminds me of the line that Violet Carson, as Ina Sharples, came out with in the very first episode of Coronation Street. She walks into the shop and says, "How do, are you a widow woman? By the way, are them eclairs fresh?"
Are these fresh?
Yes, fresh, you cheeky so-and-so. I bought them today in the baker's.
Bonnie Langford, who has just played Roxy in Broadway.
Another Doctor Who connection.
Yes.
Yes.
She was the...
most annoying companion in the
for two Doctors, Colin Baker and...
McCoy. Yeah.
Was he the one in the celery?
No, that was Piers Davison.
Piers Davison was one of the celery.
Yeah.
Colin Baker was the one that had the cat brooches.
Yeah.
Sylvester McCoy always carried an umbrella with a question mark handle.
Right.
Oh, have you finished?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Mention Doctor Who and they both go off on them. Just because you've been in it, Nathan. God, you never stop going on about that. Is that from the Buffy musical?
Yeah, Once More
yes,
with
it
Feeling.
Is.
Basically, Dawn steals a pendant that...
makes everyone sing.
Yeah, makes everyone sing.
This is the time they run out of storylines.
It was the last or the second to last season before it was cancelled, but it's really good. It was
there's a reason why.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, so Sarah Michelle Gellar wasn't that
she
good
wasn't,
at singing.
No, she wasn't that good at singing. And they made her sing about four songs in it as well.
Well, she was the star of Buffy, so...
Yeah. But Anthony Stewart Head's an amazing singer and he sings one song.
Yeah, I liked it with the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come when he became the gown at the end as well. That was very good.
Yeah,
he just sort of collapsed into Scrooge's arms as a towel or a gown or whatever it was.
As the cape.
It was very good.
And when Bob Marley appeared.
Jacob.
On the knocker.
Bob Marley.
Do you mean on the knocker?
When he came from behind the door.
Oh, yeah. Well, he went out the door, shut the door, locked it, and he appeared behind it. Yeah. That was good.
And the locks moving on their own.
Yes.
That was clever.
It was very good.
It was a very good shot.
That's something I never got, because Chip, he had to sleep in the cupboard, but he lived in the castle anyway when he was human. Where did he sleep when he was human? What's happened to his bedroom? Why can't he sleep in there as a cup?
Because they're not human anymore, so they've got to go where the utensils go, so the soup ladle hangs up.
And the corkscrew. That was one of my favourite costumes, the corkscrew.
Did anyone want to know what's that like?
It was just really funny. It was like a big glittery silver tunic with a prong on his head and cork round his ankles.
Fantastic.
During the Be Our Guest number, which was really elaborate. I wasn't expecting it to be that elaborate on stage, because in the film it's all sorts going on, but on the stage it started off with just a knife and a spoon coming out, and I thought, oh, here we go, it's not going to be that good. But then all kinds of dancers came on, as napkins, as plates and corkscrews. It was really elaborate. I was impressed.
We've had an email in for you, Nathan, again. Another one.
It
says, did they use champagne in the scene of the same name in Doctor Who?
No, they did not. It was the foam out of fire extinguisher that made the initial as the cork shot out, and then it was a hose with freezing cold water.
Right. I'm sure they'll do a musical about the Beatles.
We've done one. Have they not? John, Paul, Ringo, George and Bert, that Barbara Dixon was in.
Did all the songs for
that. What about that Pepper film with Frankie Howard? Is that not classed as a Beatles musical? Where he played me Mr. Mustard, and it had the Bee Gees playing the Mustardette.
I mean, Sergeant
Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club
Band. And I think there's a comedy musical called The Rootles.
The Rootles.
That was like a send-up of the Beatles.
That's right,
The Rootles.
And that's about it from all of us.
It is, yes. We'll see you next week. Madame Aries says goodbye, but she's
where's she gone?
She's disappeared.
I think she's making a cup of tea.
Making a cup of tea, probably.
Yeah. So from us three?
And from her.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Shabba.